Yeah. Okay. Sorry about the interruption there.
But so the idea was that you couldn't refill these cartridges. You had to buy a whole new cartridge from Tecticon. Tecticon's price.
So they had these things set up so they automatically dispensed the appropriate quantities of...
Well, that was all built in the computer control, the way it was operated.
Okay. So it was like an ink cartridge kind of thing, you know,
because you were sending sample in several segments, and each segment for a different chemistry, so the computer had to be informed which test is supposed to be run on that sample. It had all that information.
Mm-hmm.
And had to know, you know, where I inject this reagent, where I inject that. So that was all.
Okay.
So the machine was in the market for only a few months, less than a year. And I get a manuscript to review from the Journal of Clinical Chemistry. People in Sweden had looked into the computer code and figured out how to get around this. You refill them. Now they wanted to tell everybody.
Oh, boy.
Well, I consulted with one other guy just to be sure who I knew I could trust. I can't review this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's an obvious, you know,
conflict.
Anything I say, you know, even if I can set aside the company connection, anything I say can be misread.
Yeah.
I just can't.
Yeah.
I sympathize with them because it's hard to find somebody at the stage who knows the instrument. I don't know what they ever did about that. It was a good idea going to that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, in those situations, I think people are always game to try some other way to get around the whatever the barrier is, and
I've used this inkjet printers also to set up simple experiments in chromatography for the students at Sarah Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
You can run any kind of paper through there if it's stiff enough.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not stiff enough, you have to put a backing on it.
Mm-hmm.
And just print a row of dots with different colors far enough up so they can roll the whole thing up and put it in to a container with some eluent in it and watch how the colors, different colors will lose.
Mm.
And so very simple just to make those for the class.
This is a kind of a chromatography, a paper chromatography type of experiment?
Yeah, right. Mm. I'm trying to work them up to the more complex chromatography, mm, with the way it started, which was some paper chromatography.
Yeah.
Another one that didn't work because I didn't try it out in advance. Let's analyze the colors on M&Ms.
Mm-hmm. They've
been taught how to make tiny capillary columns. You take one of these throwaway droppers and you put a little bit of steel, less wool,
mm-hmm,
or cotton on the bottom, and then put in whatever, you know, silica gel, mm-hmm, whatever you want to fill the column with. Mm-hmm. And you got a nice little column, mm-hmm, to work with. Cheap, throw away.
Mm-hmm.
And we then go and take the effluent, we'll try to capture a band when it comes out, and we'll take it over to the spectrophotometer and measure the color and compare it with standard food dye samples.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea how little dye there is on an M&M.
Oh, wow.
It's a good idea, but it's hard to... You have to go through a lot of M&Ms to scrape off surfaces. And they couldn't even eat the chocolate part because you're in a lab, you can't...
Yeah.
You know, once they're in the lab, they're not food anymore.
Right, yeah, exactly. Well, interesting idea, but... I mean, you got to always try them out ahead of time just to make sure that you don't have these little...
Yeah, well, I didn't have a mistake. It seems so neat. But these students are not chemistry majors.
No. So these are nursing, pre-nursing, or pre-med?
They have also these. They're mostly a fine arts school.
Oh, okay.
Fine arts college.
Uh-huh.
But every so often, one of the big people at Dell is one of their graduates. And the faculty keep getting new Dell computers, and they don't know how to use them very well, but they get the latest model.
Oh, wow. That's too bad.
But they're not all perfect. I was over there doing something with the chemistry prof who I worked with, doing something with our computer. And I put a CD in the drive, and the machine ate it.
Oh, no.
I couldn't get it out.
No way.
And I had to call up their tech guy to come and fish it out for me.
Yeah.
And then I had that happen.
That's weird. Okay, any other things that you want to cover?
I can't think of anything. What time is it getting to be?
The time that we're going to be leaving after ours, that's not a problem.
Okay, that's good. So what we can do is, if you want to walk down with me to the NBU Hotel?
I don't think so. Let me get this guy.